produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
Today I have Todd Corrigo. He is the CEO of the Prince George Chamber of Commerce with me today. Again, Todd, thank you for joining me. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Just before the break, we started talking about the proportional representation referendum that is coming up this fall for the province of British Columbia. And I mentioned that I've been having a difficult time finding readily available, easily digested material, and easily not just digested but understood material about the options that are being put forward to us British Columbians to vote on. And as I look through the vast amount of information in terms of the publication that the government has published for us to review the options and also to understand the headspace of what they've done to come to this referendum, what details actually went into creating the referendum, who was asked, what details were put together, I have to say that I feel that this issue needs an expert opinion. And I don't have that expert opinion, and yet I'm being called upon to provide an expert opinion as a citizen of British Columbia who will be receiving a mail-in ballot and who will be filling it out and sending it in. How does the average British Columbian handle this?
Well, great question. Challenging again to answer that. But I think first and foremost, you're doing the right things. You're doing the research on your own accord. You're listening to other people. You're reading what you can read, and you've already committed to voting. Those are the most important steps. I think what's challenging for me about this process, there have been previous referendums on this. The governments have said we require at least 50% plus one of all constituents to respond to this, whereas this ballot is 50% plus one of respondents. So technically, 5% of British Columbia could vote on this. And I believe the typical turnout for a mail-in ballot is 26%. So that is tremendously low. Tremendously low. So 50.1 or 51% of those respondents.
It's not very many people.
No. No. It's like Victoria, Nanaimo, and Comox. It's a very, very slim margin that we're working with. I think there's been a fair amount of news about how this has come to be. And this was the sticking point for the Green Party on building that coalition. I don't think it was necessarily the NDP who wanted proportional representation to come forward. It was Andrew Weaver and the Greens who wanted this to come forward because it will get them party status. Right now, they are part of a coalition government. I don't think they've had a tremendous amount of say in what's gone on and what's happened. It's my understanding that this was their sticking point for forming the coalition. So, you know, what people can do, you know, inform yourself as best you can. The challenge becomes two of the three systems are untested systems. So finding any information on those will be impossible, if not incredibly challenging. I think there's variations thereof that you can look at. But again, through the release of this information and through assigning Fair Vote BC and the No Prop Rep Society as the advocates to speak to these issues, none of them have the pertinent issue from the Attorney General. What are the ridings going to look like? How is the representation going to be broken out? Mixed member versus dual member. It's systems that have been tested in other places. As we said before going into the break, we've seen fringe parties come forward. There's a fantastic video, and I made my wife watch this about a month or so ago, and it was from the previous UK elections, where they are beholden by their laws to announce all of the candidates and what their total votes received were. So you had Theresa May on stage with another viable political candidate, another close to viable political candidate, and 8 to 10 fringe parties or strange, bizarre folks, including one who garnered over 1,800 votes named Prince Buckethead, who was wearing a bucket on his head and a Batman cape. So these are the problems that can potentially come forward. I'm not saying we're going to have a Mr. Buckethead from a fringe party in BC, but somebody of that nature sitting in the legislature talking about laws that are going to govern our residents and change the way in which business is done and the way in which people can live is very, very challenging.
What a waste of a political system.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I have a great deal of respect for my responsibility as a citizen. I have a great deal of respect for the voting process. And when you hear something like that, it's actually offensive.
Yes.
It really is offensive that that individual would get any time of day, let alone. Now, I don't want to sound completely judgmental to these 1,800 people who voted for him, but really they were wasting their time and they were wasting the process.
Well, and it's vote splitting. I mean, this is vote splitting at its finest. And we see it all the time in our provincial and in our federal elections where there are lesser known parties who will garner a select number of votes, which ends up in a vote split for one of the parties who may have received a majority government. And that can also create its own issues that come forward. You know, the political system is well-founded. You sent me a comment from somebody that equated it to the U.S. has a first-past-the-post system, and look what happened, Donald Trump was still elected. and I'm frustrated by that comment because, yes, technically they have a first-past-the-post system, but Hillary Clinton won the vote. Trump won the Electoral College, which is not first past the post. It is, but in a very convoluted, frustrating way. You can't say that they're the same two systems. We do not have an Electoral College in Canada or in the province of BC, and currently every vote does count. And I've seen a number of comments that say proportional representation will ensure that your vote really counts. Well, will it? Or will the party in power ultimately decide that we have one elected MLA in our region? I believe this would be under the mixed member system. We would have one elected MLA in our riding and one appointed MLA from the party in power. How much time are they going to spend in our riding? How much are they going to care for the needs and realities of the people that are in the riding as much as our elected officials currently would, because it is their fiduciary responsibility to represent the people of the riding, not the party.
Passion versus chore?
Yes.
Yeah. So that comment that I sent to you was an illustration that there are individuals who are either arguing for or against with not accurate it doesn't reflect what's actually happened. That comparison is not valid 100%. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the word Donald Trump, and I don't even want to call it a name because it's an ideology now. Mm. And people are either, you know, rah-rah, or they really don't want to hear anything about Donald Trump because we really do hear too much about that man and that ideology. But it's not a fair comparison.
Mm.
So
no, it's absolutely not a fair comparison. And I think, you know, we as a country are leaps and bounds ahead of our friends to the south as far as being an inclusive and friendly environment. And I would hate to see a fringe party coming up behind that really does something that's detrimental to A, our image on the world stage, but B, our own personal perceptions of our country. Because I think for the most part, we all see ourselves as very accepting and very welcoming to cultures and other people's life choices.
Yes.
And I would hate to see anything detrimental happen to that.
So this comment that I'm going to quote next may seem a little ironic based on the last things that we were just speaking about Donald Trump. However, this is a quote from former NDP strategist Bill Thielman. He wrote in 2016, "How would you like an anti-immigrant, racist, anti-abortion, or fundamentalist religious political party holding the balance of power in Canada? And that party would then get to decide who governs and what policies they adopt, despite getting less than 5% of the total vote. Welcome to the proportional representation electoral system, where extreme, minority, and just plain bizarre views get to rule the roost. So then he went on to explain that in countries that use a proportional representation electoral system, such as Australia, Italy, and Israel, the result is that fringe parties win seats, just as you were commenting on, often enough to command the balance of power. He cited several instances of bizarre behavior on the part of politicians put in power through the proportional representation system and warned us to beware of the same thing happening here. So, is there any difference between the electoral system proposed for British Columbia than what I want to very make this clear that that's not my comment. That is Bill Thielman's comment. He needs the former NDP strategist. What's your view on that? especially in the shadow of our conversation about Donald Trump.
Yeah, Bill Thielman was at a debate on proportional representation or discussion on proportional representation at the BC Chamber of Commerce AGM this past May in Kamloops. And fascinating guy. As an NDPer, it's very interesting to see how diametrically opposed he is to this process, which also lends credence to this was a Green initiative for building the coalition. But to his point, I think it's incredibly valid. I really wish I would have reread this. I believe it was in Ireland, who is now on proportional representation. It was something to the effect of no government decisions were made for 526 days because all of the parties were fighting amongst each other on who was going to lead, how they were going to lead, and what that process was going to look like going forward. I mean, that is an astronomical number of days for no action to be happening through our elected offices.
How can we afford that?
We can't afford that. We absolutely cannot afford that. You pass an austerity bill just to keep things funded as you go. But when you take those fringe parties, who are people who don't necessarily have political experience or necessarily understand the political process, as we are seeing in the U.S. right now, and they get into a position where they are weighing the balance of the province or the country in their hands, because if one party wants something to move forward, another party doesn't want it to move forward, and you've got 15 fringe parties in the middle, what horse trading are you doing to get them onto your side? And what detriment to the province comes from that horse trading?
Horse trading. That's not a good analogy when we're talking about our political future, is it?
No.
Can you give us the details again, Todd, for the debate that's forthcoming?
So it's going to be on September 19th. It will be an evening event. It will also be broadcast on the Chamber's Facebook page through Facebook Live. And we will have representatives from Fair Vote BC as well as the No Prop Rep Society.
Thanks you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you to my listeners, and we will talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.